The board kicked off the process last night with interviews of five candidates, with two more nights of interviews ahead, with the goal of filling a seat at a meeting on Wednesday. State law allows the seat to be filled by appointment until the next election. Board member Sharon Belton-Cottman is now vice president of executive affairs, but was once one of eight applicants for a vacant seat, giving her perspective on the process. Belton-Cottman says she has some ground rules.
I'm looking to be unbiased and to see what each candidate brings to the table. As far as what we need someone who is articulate, who can read, that would help, and who's willing to devote 20 hours minimally to this position.
Other board members say much the same, although some have particular topics in mind. Board member Patty Pierce says she wants someone concerned about the troubling attendance rate, and board member Paulette Woods would like someone with the financial background to deal with the district's troubled finances. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.